Low what?
Low CO2.
Low PA CO2.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yes. Okay. Respiratory alkalosis is low respiratory acid, which is going to be low PaCO2.
Which means that you have low carbon dioxide.
Now, do the lungs normally get rid of it or normally hold on to it?
It gets rid of it.
Normally gets rid of it. So if it's low, that means it's working too much.
Right. So it's bad.
Right. Breathing too much. Right. Now, we have to be careful about the word fast, because you can breathe like this, and you might not be getting enough, you know, you might not be actually breathing enough, whereas you can have someone who's breathing very slow and breathing, getting enough. So it's the combination of speed plus depth. Whew. Let's do another one. Yeah. All right. We're going to shake things up now. Going to do a tough one. Tough one. All right. Tara, want to come on up and do this one?
No, who knows what's going on.
Are you really that cold? They're always cold until they have a hot flash. And then and then they treat you like the way you wish you could treat them the whole time.
It's not your fault.
All right, so the PaCO2 is 38.
In range, it's normal.
So respiratory normal. pH is 7.47. That's high. That is alkalemia or alkemia.
Okay, and 32.
Bicarb's 32.
That's acid.
Are you sure about that? So if bicarb is high, bicarb is base. Base is high.
So it'll be low.
So it'll be alkalosis. And it's what kind of alcohol? Metabolic. All right, so we've got steps 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, so you look at this first, and that's normal.
You match.
So it's these two match.
So pH matches the metabolic in this case, so go ahead and write that down. And, you know, for primary, you can just write a 1 with a little circle. I mean, with like the degree sign. There you go. Primary. Primary.
Are we going to learn these? All the
well, I just told you one. Metabolic. Say again? Well, hang on. So we've got primary metabolic alkalosis. Now, is it compensated? Is it? Okay, so if the respiratory is normal, is that compensated or uncompensated? Okay, so we have uncompensated. Right. Primary metabolic alkalosis. Whew! Now, in order for... hang on. Let's go back. So, overall, we have alkalosis. In order for it to be compensated, what does the other one have to be? It has to be the opposite, which would be acid. Because it's normal, it's uncompensated. Okay.
And then we don't have to do the middle step.
Right. So you're not going to have to do the last step. Right, so in this case, it's the kidney or some other metabolic process that's causing the problem. So, for example, maybe the person is vomiting, and they're vomiting up acid, and they've lost so much hydrochloric acid that they're now alkalotic. But their breathing has not kicked in to compensate. It might not.
If it doesn't, then we have issues.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. More. All right, we'll do another one. We'll go through some of the electrolytes too, yes. All right, so now we are going to have... All right, so we've got PaCO2 of 32, pH of 7.44, and bicarb of 20. Fernanda, would you like to come do this for us?
That's what I said.
Say again? Don't give a choice where there is no choice. Fernanda, come up here and do this, please. So, PaCO 32, respiratory alkalosis. pH. pH is in the normal range.
I know it's lower than the acid.
Bicarb is metabolic acidosis. All right, so which one is primary? Oh, no. pH is... But it's normal, so... Hang on. So it's, even though pH is in the normal range, is it more towards the acid or the base side? So it's more to the base side. So which one matches that? All right, now is it partial or full? How do you know?
The pH. Oh, okay. So it's full, right?
Right. The pH is normal, so it's full compensation.
Okay.
All right. Great job. Now, what I want you to do, some of you are still getting a little tripped up with interpreting the PaCO2 level. So remember, PaCO2 is acid. If acid is high, we call it acidosis. If acid is low, we call it alkalosis. All right, so never forget that. Never forget. All right, let's do another one. Yes, ma'am.
So the pH is normal, it's full, and if it's acidic or basic,
it's partial. All right, so let's keep some of the same numbers, but let's just make a little change here. Okay. Claudia.
I really don't understand.
Okay, well, come on down. It'll help you to understand. Okay, so we're going to walk you through it. What's the first thing we're going to do?
This is an acid, so what's the normal?
32, so it's below, so if it's an acid, it's
alkalosis. All right, so respiratory alkalosis. If you wonder why I'm repeating everything, it's so that it will be recorded, so when you listen to this later, it'll go, oh, yeah.
And then the pH is low. The pH is low?
It's low, yeah.
So what is that, alkalemia?
So pH is low, so that's
acidemia.
Acidemia. And then bicarb 20.
And is that normal or is it low?
Low.
So acidosis.
So metabolic acidosis.
Okay, so this is where I'm going.
Okay, so now we're at step 4. So match the pH.
So it matches with the metabolic.
So yeah, so right.
Okay, so just draw an arrow to which one matches. Okay, so write down the primary of that one.
So primary.
Yeah. So this one matched.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna write down primary
metabolic.
Metabolic.
Okay. Well, sorry.
Okay, so primary metabolic acidosis. Now you look at the other one, respiratory. Is that opposite or normal?
Opposite.
Okay. So is that compensated or uncompensated?
Hold on.
Okay, so it's compensated.
So do you want to write with?
So write with. Compensation. Now the last step. Is it full or partial?
Okay, how do I know that?
Okay, the way you know this is you look back at the pH. And is that in the normal range or is that out of the normal range?
This was out of the normal range.
Out of the normal range. So it's partial. So you can just write partial anywhere you want. Okay. Now, on your take home 4, you're going to have several questions that ask you to do these, and it's going to walk you through the steps, step by step by step by step. So do those as many times as you need. You can look up problems online. You can make up problems for yourself. On the midterm, you're going to have one of these types of questions where, you know, they're going to have a series of what's this, what's this, what's this. Now, as we go along, we're not going to walk you through it so much. We're just going to ask you, okay, now interpret it. But for the beginning, for the midterm, you'll be asked to do all of the steps. Now, what that should do is it should give you more opportunities to get good points. So even if you screw up the end part, you'll still get some of the beginning ones. Later on, it's all or nothing. Does that make sense? All right. Now, let's talk about this situation here for a moment. So we have primary metabolic acidosis with compensatory or partially compensated respiratory alkalosis. All right. So what would be a problem that would cause metabolic acid? Too much acid. No. It's the other way around. Remember, acid causes potassium, not potassium causes acid. Okay.
So the kidneys are compensating for...
Nope, the kidneys are not compensating.
How about the high
hydrochloric? No, that's a good thought, but it's not going to be it. What would increase acid in the body? Don't think kidneys so much. Just think processes that increase acid in the body. Besides lung. Okay, GI tract what?
Bleeding.
Okay, so perhaps bleeding or vomiting or diarrhea, any of those, if the person is losing bicarb, if they're losing bicarb, that will cause a metabolic acidosis. What other things can you think of? Okay, let me ask you this question. When your body burns glucose, what does it normally turn into? Turns into what? Well, insulin gets sugar into the cells, but what does glucose turn into? This is the most basic thing you probably learn. Energy, okay. ATP plus blank plus blank. Come on, say it. Say it.
I lost that one.
Okay, hold your breath. All right, now what's being produced?
CO2.
So, glucose turns into CO2 plus ATP plus water. Okay, now that's the ordinary. Glucose turns into carbon dioxide plus water. Now, if you don't have enough oxygen, you become anaerobic. So what would cause anaerobic? What happens in anaerobic?
Lactic
acid is produced in anaerobic breathing. So if you have any condition that causes anaerobic respiration, you're going to have a buildup of lactic acid. Too much lactic acid can cause metabolic acidosis. Now, do we know of a condition where the body does not get enough oxygen to the blood? We know lots of them. The body does not get enough blood to the body.
Oh, blood to the body?
Yeah, get enough oxygenated blood to the body.
Heart
failure. Shock. So heart disease and shock are two big ones. Now, as it turns out, many shock lesson here. If a patient has shock, one of the ways we can test to see how bad the shock is by testing lactic acid. If lactic acid levels are high, that's a good sign that their body is switching from aerobic to anaerobic and is in big trouble. All right. In diabetes, if a person doesn't get enough glucose into their cells, the cells actually begin to starve. And as they begin to starve, they switch over from glucose to fat. Fat produces ketones, and ketones are acidic. So ketoacidosis in diabetes is another cause of this metabolic acidosis. Now, let's take a look at the compensatory side. How is this person compensating? Their lungs are compensating, but what are they doing? Breathing more or less? Breathing more. So, what kind of breathing pattern would that person have in diabetic? What's that called? Too small. So, when you exercise and you're all like, you're not breathing like that because of the oxygen demand. You're breathing like that because of the buildup of lactic acid. You're compensating. In diabetic ketoacidosis, the is compensating for that excess acid level.
So I have a question. Like, let's say you went and exercised. That could be the regular stuff for a person who just went running?
No. A person who just exercises is not going to have the metabolic acidosis and alkalosis. Well, they might have metabolic, but they're going to be normal in the acidemia part.
So the pH is what they're
right.
Not, but they do work on lactic
acid. Right. Yeah. I mean, if you do an anaerobic workout,
yeah,
like interval training or sprints, mm-hmm, you know, you're going to begin to have a lactic acid build up in the body. But your breathing is going to compensate enough for that. You should not.
So then
your pH should not be abnormal.
Okay.
Question? Marathon runner is different because that's aerobic workout, not anaerobic workout. There, if you work out long enough, you get to about mile 22, we call hitting the wall. And that's where you've depleted all of the glucose in your body and or all the glycogen in your body, and now you're starting to run primarily on fat. So if you keep going past 22 for a long period of time, then you'll get ketone buildup and eventually become acidotic because of that. Okay, shall we work a couple more?
Yeah.
All right. Actually, I think I have a couple more on here. So let's do this one. All right, so we have pH is 7.36, PaCO2. Don't worry about the oxygen for now. Ignore it. It doesn't exist. Well, I mean, it's not hard, but it's just one more thing to remember. And it's going to push something else out of your brain at this point in time. You want to go again, Fernanda?
No. I'm just asking. I don't know if you want me to. I can't.
Okay, go ahead and ask.
For the exam, are we going to actually be doing causes, or are we just going to be evaluating the ranges and doing like metabolic acidosis?
If there is an ask, it'll be a multiple guess ask. So, like for instance, if they have primary metabolic primary respiratory acidosis. I expect you to know that that's being caused by things that don't let you breathe enough, and that examples of those include asthma, cancer, COPD, and pneumonia. So one of those would be the correct answer. But it, I mean, I'm not going to ask.
Give us all the choices of being bronchitis.
No. And,
like,
no. No. Well. We haven't done the respiratory yet, so no, I'm not expecting you to be that nuanced yet. What I'm expecting you to know is that, you know, the primary respiratory primary respiratory acidosis is caused by not breathing enough, and diseases that make a person not breathe enough are those. So you should be able to pick out this is a respiratory problem, first of all, and secondly, it's not breathing enough. You do need to be able to go that far. Yeah, up to there. Yeah. Yeah. Now, in terms of metabolic acidosis, you need to know diabetic ketoacidosis. You need to remember that one. You need to remember anything that makes you lose bicarb. So vomiting can cause you to lose bicarb. Diarrhea can cause it. Hemorrhage can cause it. Yeah, GI bleed. For metabolic alkalosis, too much bicarb, the major cause is going to be vomiting up hydrochloric acid. Okay. And for primary respiratory alkalosis, you need to know that that's usually anxiety, and it's usually transient. What does transient mean? It goes away. So, you already have some basic stuff there. So that's what I want you to remember for those. But let's work this one now. Let's see. We have a few people who have not yet had the blessing of going yet. So, Amanda or Sandy, which of you would like to go first? You already did it just now? Okay, I missed that one. I think she said Sandy. She wants to give you her blessing.
For the diabetes.
There you go. KETO acidosis.
It's actually normal, the pH. It's just slightly more
but remember that part.
So it's normal, but it's leaning acid. getting better? Okay, so is it compensated or uncompensated? Okay.